Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jared Goff, Lions with they call it what it was. It was not their best performance. Credit Philadelphia. Is it exactly who these two teams are going to be the rest of the way? No, but certainly advantage Philly right now. Can the Lions make whatever adjustments? Can they coach them up? Can they figure some stuff out to get back on Philly's level or to be considered on Philly's level or just to importantly beat Philly on a January weekend if necessary? Well, that is yet to be told. I don't think it's impossible, but I think there's work to be done. The good news is, and there's not a ton of it, but the good news is whatever game plan they thought would work, they were wrong. And it's better to have that performance in the middle of the regular season than in the postseason, but still a bit disturbing to say the least, and stuff needs to get addressed. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get those votes in. On a Monday, we go to Brian in Detroit. Hello, Brian.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, Brian.
It's not a negative. But Dan was, last week, he had his glasses on looking like a genius against the Washington Generals. Man, he got the only way they could come back from this, Doug, is to play a good defensive team. Playing next week is not a test. You can't tell me everything is great after last week. He's a genius calling plays. And then for him to be so clueless to realize his defense is playing top-notch and he still want to go for it all them times on 4-for-1, that's just being clueless. So I don't want to hear nothing about against some weak team. We go find out against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. So you can't come back against bad teams and tell everything is beautiful.
Well, Brian,
run against a good defense.
I mean, I don't know who you're – I suspect you're just talking to the general public because we said repeatedly last week that the real test is coming up Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. But you said talking about they can have the next week, couple weeks, they can respond. They can't respond until they play Green Bay.
Well, I would say this, Brian. I think the Giants present a pretty good defensive line, a pretty good pass rush that they can go with Thibodeau and others. I wouldn't discount that too much, but they're not Philadelphia. I understand that.
But let me put this out there: the Lions are a good team. Yes, they can beat Philly, but they got to play, man. The way he called that game, I'm sitting there texting with my buddy. I'm asking, what is he doing? Man, your defense is outstanding, and you're trying to go on 4-for-1 all them times. After missing it 3 or 4 times, you think, why would you keep going for it? Why would you keep doing that?
As he said afterwards, it's who I am, and usually it works. But
who I am is not who.
You've got Brian. You have to. I agree. Read the game, the context of what is going on around you. This game was going to be, with the wind what it was, and the way that game was going, and the way the defense was playing. You can play it completely and probably should play that completely different than he did.
What I'm saying is, don't tell me that's who you are, like you got a ring on your finger from winning a championship. Yeah, if you got that, you can say that. You don't have that.
He does not.
You know, too, also to, you know, I agree with you, Gator. Like, maybe this wasn't the game to go for at that many times because of the weather and just how the game was going. But also, sometimes you just don't got it. You know what I mean? Like, like in baseball, if a pitcher ain't got it, stop trotting him out there. In basketball, if you can't make the three tonight, stop shooting it. You guys couldn't make the fourth down tonight. I don't care what you called up. You couldn't block it. You couldn't execute it. Punt the ball. Play field position. You guys, you ain't got it tonight, man.
Adjust for what
recalibrate,
the game is showing
it's
you.
It's not happening.
Frank is next on 97.1. Hello, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
First time, long time listener.
Appreciate it.
Well, the only thing I will say about that game last night is we need to do something with the offensive line. I know that's what other people said, but if you look at everything, Campbell going for it on fourth down, hey, it probably would have worked half the time if you had a line push. As far as Goff, he was getting massacred. There's no doubt about it. You're talking about batting down passes. Yeah, because the line was collapsing around him. The whole thing would have been a totally different game if we had concentrated on getting more players for the offensive line. That's my whole opinion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
About the game, I think we could have won that game if our offensive line was better.
Well, and we don't know if those players were available or not, because there just weren't guys that were moved at the trade deadline, which I assume is what you're getting at. And it would have been nice to see them add to the offensive line. I wanted them to do that. I think a week or two prior to the deadline, that became the screaming need for the team. It wasn't an edge rusher. You could have argued that it could have been a defensive back, but offensive line became the screaming need for the team at the deadline, and they did not address it eventually. But we don't know if anybody was available.
Well, and I'm even looking at the depth in the beginning of the season. I mean, personally, I think we could have done better there instead of getting another receiver. I mean, put some stock in that line.
But they did. What you're saying, instead of getting another receiver, you mean like a Tesla?
Yeah.
Because they drafted another offensive lineman. They drafted Miles Frazier, and he got hurt right away in training camp.
Well, they drafted two interior offensive linemen.
Exactly. Yeah. So, they actually did address that.
That was before Ragnow announced his retirement.
Well, the draft, yes.
The draft took place. But, yeah, I mean, I hope there wasn't a deal that they turned down at the trade deadline that they regret. I hope there wasn't negotiations where, and here's what we don't know, okay? Did Brad Holmes get super stubborn and not want to give up that fifth round pick or that fourth round pick for an offensive lineman that could have helped? We don't know that, but if we find out he could have had Zeitler for that, it would be very disappointing, and it would probably be a mistake that cost him. What we also don't know is what was the asking price for a Zeitler. And you know, could they have gone out and made one of those deals that helped at the trade deadline that helped them? Could they have got Batonio from Cleveland for a reasonable price, and Brad didn't want to part with the draft picks. Like, that's the million-dollar question. And I don't, you know, we don't know the answers. I hope that's not the case. But, yeah, offensive line play could have been better, but it wasn't just them, too, right? I mean, there was a bunch of things, facets of the offense that let them down. 248-539-9797. Kyle is in Dearborn, and he is next. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got to agree with Gator. I mean, I think that Campbell, I hate to – you can't put it all on him. There's a bunch of stuff that went wrong, but I do think he kind of cost us the game. And if someone already commented on this, my apologies, but has anyone said – or have you guys thought about the JMO penalty and how huge that actually ended up being for us?
Yeah, because it's come up.
When that happened initially, I'm like, okay, stupid penalty. He needs to know the rules. But that totally changed the game because then, you know, an extra point is an isolated play. It's not like you're doing the wool. If he would have caught it, you know, then maybe that, because then he could have a fumble, he could have penalties, whatever. That's an isolated play. And our kicker, he's like 33 for 34 on extra points. That's a 50-yard extra point in crappy conditions. So presumably, you know, 96% or whatever that is, he's going to make the extra point, you know, and even if the game goes as it did and they go up 13-7 at halftime, well, maybe Dan Campbell is not going for it on fourth down all the time. Maybe he is taking the field goal instead of having the weird, like, oh, we're down by seven, we're down by six, we're down by four. You know what I mean?
But I suspect Dan Campbell's still going to do what Dan Campbell did, and which I contend is a mistake. But well, in the game last night, the other thing is, because the wind was such a factor, there's also no guarantee, even if JMO doesn't jump and hump the goalpost, that the extra point's going to go
through. There's not, but you can't make it harder.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I'm not exonerating JMO. Honestly, that's a huge mistake that JMO made.
It's one of the occasions, something that was almost a weekly occurrence, which is nonsense, got in the way of the Lions winning. It hasn't done it much. That got in the way. That hurt the football team. And, you know, I don't feel like I need to coach. I have no clue how to be a football coach. I do need to tell. I think the one thing I would be right on is talk to the team about how much this kind of stuff can hurt you. And let them know there has to be accountability. There shouldn't be a tolerance for that. And I don't think this is a recurring problem with the team. But stop doing things that hurt your team. And it feels like one player's more prone to that than the rest. It needs when you say that could come back to haunt you. Last night might have been the haunt you. Last night might have been eventually it comes back. Last night might have been the eventually in a big game. And would it change the outcome? You know, a point there helps. And it might change the approach of the head coach the rest of the way. You know, when you're down 13-6 and you kick a field goal, it's when you're down 13-7, you kick a field goal. 13-10 is a completely different thing than 13-9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.